Hello, and welcome to your OCR GCSE Music Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fundamental and most frequently examined elements of music, rhythm. Whether you're preparing for your Component 05 listening and appraising exam, working on your composition portfolio, or polishing your performance, a solid understanding of rhythm will earn you marks across every single assessment objective. So let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to identify and describe specific rhythmic devices with the precision that examiners are looking for, apply correct beaming rules and notation questions, and walk into that listening exam with real confidence. Let's go! Let's start with the absolute basics, because even strong candidates sometimes lose marks by confusing two very important terms, tempo and rhythm. Tempo is the speed of the pulse, how fast or slow the beat is. Rhythm, on the other hand, is the pattern of note durations, the long and short sounds that sit on top of that pulse. In your exam, if you write, "The rhythm is fast," you will not be awarded marks. Instead, say something like, "The rhythm uses short note values, creating a sense of urgency," or "The sustained chords create a slow rhythmic density." That's the language that earns credit. Now, let's go through the key rhythmic devices you absolutely must know. First, syncopation. This is when the accent, the stress, falls on a weak beat or between beats rather than on the strong beat. Think of jazz, funk, or reggae. The rhythm feels off balance in a satisfying, groovy way. In your exam, if you hear a rhythm that feels like it's pushing forward or landing in unexpected places, syncopation is very likely the answer. Second, dotted rhythms. A dot after a note increases its value by half. So a dotted crotchet is worth 1.5 beats. This creates a characteristic long-short pattern, think of a military march or Baroque music. The effect is often described as lilting, energetic, or dance-like. Third, triplets. Three notes played in the time of two. You'll often hear this in jazz, blues, and some folk styles. In notation, triplets are marked with a bracket and the number three above or below the notes. The effect is a rolling, flowing feel. Fourth, and this is a higher-level device that will really impress examiners, hemiola. A hemiola occurs when two bars of triple time, such as 3-4, are reinterpreted as three bars of duple time, such as 2-4. The pulse seems to shift temporarily. You'll find this in Baroque music, Handel and Purcell used it frequently, and also in some Renaissance and contemporary works. Examiners award marks specifically for naming hemiola correctly, so memorize it. Fifth, augmentation and diminution. These are compositional techniques. Augmentation means the note values are doubled, the rhythm becomes slower. Diminution means the note values are halved, the rhythm speeds up. These are particularly relevant for your composition work and for AO2 questions about how composers develop musical ideas. Sixth, cross rhythm and polyrhythm. A cross rhythm is when two conflicting rhythmic patterns are played simultaneously, for example, three notes against two. Polyrhythm is the broader term for multiple rhythmic layers happening at once. You'll encounter this in African music, minimalism, and some contemporary styles. When you hear rhythmic complexity that seems to pull in two directions at once, think cross-rhythm or polyrhythm. Seventh, anacrusis. This is a note or group of notes that comes before the first full bar, what musicians often call a pickup or upbeat. Think of the opening of Happy Birthday. The hap before the first strong beat is an anacrusis. In your exam, if a melody starts before the first bar line, that's your answer. Now let's talk about meter and time signatures, because these come up in dictation questions and are worth marks in AO3. Simple time signatures, 2-4, 3-4, 4-4, divide each beat into two equal parts. Compound time signatures, 6-8, 9-8, 12-8, divide each beat into three equal parts. The most common error candidates make is confusing 6-8 with 3-4. Here's how to tell them apart. In 3-4, you feel three strong beats per bar. In 6-8, you feel two strong beats per bar, each subdivided into three. Tap the pulse. If it feels like two, it's compound duple. If it feels like three, it's simple triple. And this brings me to beaming, the rules for grouping notes with beams in notation. In simple time, beam quavers to show the beat. In 4-4, beam in groups of two or four quavers, aligned to each crotchet beat. In 6-8, beam in groups of three quavers, two groups per bar, to show the two dotted crotchet beats. This is one of the most common errors in dictation questions, and it costs candidates marks every year. Always check the time signature before you start beaming. Now, let's connect rhythm to the areas of study, because OCR expects you to know characteristic rhythms from specific musical traditions. In Bhangra, the characteristic rhythm is the chal, a driving, energetic pattern in 8-8 time. In Calypso and Caribbean music, the sunclave is a 5-note pattern spread across 2 bars that gives the music its distinctive syncopated feel. In African drumming, polyrhythm is central. Multiple layers of rhythm create a rich, interlocking texture. In Baroque music, look for dotted rhythms and hemiola. In minimalism, listen for rhythmic ostinato, a repeated rhythmic pattern, and phasing, where 2 identical patterns gradually shift out of sync. Right, let's talk about how to actually earn those marks in the exam. The number one mistake I see is vague description. Saying a rhythm is complex or interesting will earn you 0 marks. You must name the device. The composer uses syncopation, placing accents on the offbeats, which creates a sense of forward momentum. That's a mark-worthy answer. In AO4 comparison questions, you need to explain how rhythmic features contribute to style or mood, and you need to compare 2 extracts. Use the structure. Identify the device, describe its effect, then link it to the style or context. For example, Extract A uses driving quavers in a steady 4-4 meter, typical of rock music, whereas Extract B features rubato and flexible rhythmic phrasing, characteristic of the Romantic period. For dictation questions, always write the time signature at the top of your answer first, then work bar by bar. Check your beaming before you submit. 1 misplaced beam can cost you a mark. In your composition portfolio, avoid simple repetition of rhythmic ideas. Examiners want to see development. Use augmentation, diminution, or rhythmic variation to show that you understand how to manipulate rhythm as a compositional tool. This is what earns marks in AO2. In performance, if you encounter a syncopated passage, practice it slowly with a metronome first. Internalize the pulse, then layer the syncopation on top. Candidates who rush syncopated passages often lose the pulse entirely, which affects their performance marks. Okay, time for a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the difference between tempo and rhythm? Tempo is the speed of the pulse. Rhythm is the pattern of note durations. Question 2. What is a hemiola? 2 bars of triple time reinterpreted as 3 bars of duple time. Question 3. In 6-8 time, how should quavers be beamed? In groups of 3, 2 groups per bar to show the 2 dotted crotchet beats. Question 4. What is augmentation? Doubling the note values of a rhythmic pattern, making it slower. Question 5. Name a characteristic rhythm associated with calypso music. The sunclave, a 5-note syncopated pattern across 2 bars. Let's bring it all together. Rhythm is the pattern of note durations in music. The key devices you must know are syncopation, dotted rhythms, triplets, hemiola, augmentation, diminution, cross rhythm, polyrhythm, and anacrusis. Always use precise technical language in your answers. Never say fast or complex when you can say short note values or syncopated. Check your time signature before beaming in dictation questions. And in your composition, show rhythmic development, not just repetition. You've got this. Keep revising, keep listening actively, and remember, every time you listen to music, you're practicing for your exam. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.